T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:16 now, Monday morning, January 17th, Martin Luther King Day, sunny and cool today. Highs of 58, and then tomorrow warms up pretty quickly. Plenty of sunshine, highs of 66. And then we get into the 70s by Wednesday, mid-70s for a high with a stray shower here or there. Then it turns cold again. Highs of 49 on Thursday. Friday, windy and cold, highs of 44. Cold rain on Saturday, highs of 44. And then maybe some sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. And I mentioned last week that the old-timers tell you about the pecan trees. And over the weekend, the pecan leaves did finally fall off of the trees. And that's when they tell you winter's here to stay. And apparently it seems as though it is. Currently 38 degrees in Slidell, 39 in Kenner, 40 degrees in Metairie. And here in Belchase, man, I was looking at the roofs of the neighbors' houses. We had a heavy frost last night. It is 39 degrees. What's this going to mean as far as the COVID goes and the variant and Omicron and people being cooped up together in houses because of the heat, because of the cold, rather, and maybe working more closely? Let's talk to Dr. Fred Lopez, our guest, who is a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Good morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy.
Where do we stand right now in terms of hospitalizations, in terms of elective surgeries, et cetera? As far as you know, are people still able to get elective surgeries?
Well, it depends on where you are. Some places have stopped doing them across the country because of the surge in the number of cases. And, you know, we're still seeing a lot of cases in Louisiana. We're still seeing a lot of cases in New Orleans. The last reported data from the end of last week shows that we had over 2,100 patients in the hospital, and the numbers were still increasing. And it's not unexpected because we've seen record number of cases almost on a daily basis being reported. And we know that the first thing to go up are the cases. Hospitalizations lag behind that statistic, and then deaths lag behind that statistic. So the fact that we're still seeing increases in hospitalization is not all that surprising locally because of the fact that the case numbers have been so high. And of course, that puts a strain on the healthcare system, as it has all over the United States. And we hope that we won't see cases increasing like this over a long period of time, because that's definitely going to challenge our hospitals.
How concerned are you about the cold weather?
You know, I'm always concerned because, as you mentioned, it drives people indoors. We know that we have the most contagious variant to date in Omicron, which can infect people who have been boosted appropriately. And if you drive people inside, somebody's infected, everybody's close together, perhaps not wearing masks, you can see how it's easy to spread amongst one another because of the contagiousness of this variant that some people put at a contagious level near measles or chickenpox viruses. So I am concerned. I also like to hear the fact that we're going to have some warmer weather as well, because that will allow people to not be indoors. We know that outdoors is always better than indoors when it comes to decreasing the transmission of this virus. But right now, like I said, cases continue to go up, but we've heard a few if you will, uplifting statistics from the Northeast, which preceded us in terms of the increase in the number of cases due to Omicron. There they look like they may be seeing finally a decrease in the number of cases in New York, New Jersey. And so hopefully we soon will also be seeing that as well. But right now we're still increasing in terms of the number of cases.
A quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about what next after Omicron? Any advances in vaccines? Are they working on a vaccine for the next variant? Can they do that, et cetera? And I want to talk about masks as well with Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, 504-260-1870. Questions or comments? It is 721 WWL First News Time. Let's look at traffic. 725 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, highs of 58 today, sunny and cool. If you're lucky enough to be off, I hope you have a good day. Right now in Gretna, we're talking to Dr. Fred Lopez, our friend, our go-to guy as it relates to COVID and has been there for us since the beginning. Professor of Medicine, Infectious Diseases Specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. So, Doc, after we get Omicron behind us, what then? Do we know about variants, or have any other variants been detected? And is it just a matter of time, if not, until some are?
Yeah, well, you know, the thought is that at some point this pandemic will turn into probably an endemic infection. In other words, the virus will be constantly present in a population with relatively low spread. We're still in a pandemic because we keep seeing these sudden increases in cases across the world that are due to these variants that present themselves. And most recently, that's been Omicron. Before that, Delta, and before that, others that presented themselves. But the transition will likely be to an endemic infection secondary to SARS-CoV-2 or the virus that causes COVID-19. And we will probably need vaccines perhaps on a regular basis in order to address the viruses that emerge year to year. It'll be a lot like the flu is what many people think, that we will have to update vaccines to address emerging changes in the virus in a way that will protect us year to year. And we'll tolerate it a lot better, but we'll still have to keep in mind that people who are vulnerable to infections, the same people who are vulnerable to complications of the flu, are the ones who are going to be vulnerable to the complications of COVID-19. And those are the people we're going to have to continue to prioritize for vaccinations and boosters. The boosters work. They still work against Omicron. If you're vaccinated and boosted, you're 10 times less likely to contract the virus, 17 times less likely to end up in the hospital, and 20 times less likely to die secondary to COVID-19. So we know that the current vaccines available are effective against Omicron to do what we want them to do most, which is to decrease hospitalizations and deaths. You may get infected despite being boosted, but you'll probably have a mild infection. But these viruses will continue to change, and whether we'll need boosters directed against some of these variants is still a question that's being addressed.
One way or the other, is everybody going to be exposed to this and the reaction will be different? If you're vaccinated and boosted, then you might not even have any symptoms, or you'd be a lot less sick than somebody that has not been vaccinated or not been boosted. But eventually, we will achieve the so-called herd immunity?
I don't know that we'll achieve that. Question of herd immunity is still an open one because of the fact that not everybody's getting vaccinated and variants will continue to emerge, and the fact that anytime there's an infection, we know the virus is going to mutate. And with so many people, not just in the United States, but across the world that haven't been vaccinated, variants are going to be continue to be described. Some may replace Omicron. We'll have to wait and see. But immunity will develop. Whether we reach that concept of herd immunity, I think, is an open question.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. I really do, and I hope you have a good week.
Thank you, Tommy.
Talk to you again soon, Dr. Fred Lopez. You know, I went to the gym yesterday, and I was wearing a mask. A lot of people were not, and I understand that no mask is 100% effective, but we were talking about the Frank Sinatra song on Friday with our guest from Tulane. And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.